Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efan Reziva Gahagun, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Nishbayin V'Neitlin. As we mentioned yesterday, anyone who has to make a Shavuah, that Shavuah prevents them from paying, but not that they get to collect with it, besides for a select few, that they are Nishba V'Neitel. The first one was a worker who didn't get paid. He's Nishba V'Neitel. And here Mishnah Beis gives us a second one. Hanigzal Ketzad, what's the case of a Nigzal? One who's stolen from, he's Nishba V'Neitel. It's this case, they gave edus about a certain fellow that he went to somebody else's house to take a mashkin, take a collateral from him, but he didn't have rishus, not from the homeowner and not from Bezdin. It could be that this guy was owed money, and technically according to halacha, he would be allowed to take a mashkin, but since Bezdin or the homeowner himself never allowed the guy to come and take a mashkin, he's considered like a gazlon. Now who Aymer, the homeowner, says, Kelai notalta, you took one of my kelim. But who Aymer, the other guy, responds, I didn't take anything. So the homeowner could swear, and he gets to take everything he claimed that the guy took from him. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, as he did in the previous Mishnah, we only believe with a Shavuah if there's a partial admission. Kate said, what would the case be? Amar Life, he told him, you took two Kalim from me. And the guy responds, I only took one, so then we'll believe him with a Shavuah. However, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. On to the next case, Mishnah Gimel, Hanechbal Kate said, what about the case of a Chavala of damages? So, they gave Eidos about a fellow that he went in Shalim and came out Chaval. Let's say they gave Eidos that they saw Reuven and Shimon in a business meeting, and they watched Reuven and Shimon close the doors, and everyone was perfectly fine. And all of a sudden, Reuven comes out of the room, and his arm is dangling limply by its side. It seems like it's broken and out of its socket. That's quite the chavala. Amrali, the guy told him, chavalta be, you were chavala me, you beat me up. Amrali, the guy says, like chavalti, no I didn't. Sorry, he's an ishma benoito. In this case, he could swear, and he gets paid for the damages that were caused to him. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, achteisha mixes haida, there has to be a partial haida. Kate said, what's example? Amrali, he told him, chavalta be shtayim, you beat me up twice, or you harmed me in two different ways. The guy says, I only harmed you in one way, so then he would make a shua. But once again, over here, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dal and continue to discuss all these Nishbayin V'Neitlin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.